Hi, this is Daniel Garp-Louise for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's almost the end of 2023 and good riddance. So it's also time for my annual Best Movies of the Year list. And since I see so many movies every year, in order to keep my Best of list to a manageable size, I never include animated films such as The Amazing The Boy and His Heron and The Very Good Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, nor do I include short films or documentaries or TV movies, many of which are actually really good. And I'm only including movies that played either theatrically as part of a film festival in Toronto, and of course, only movies that I've actually seen. So I'm trying to include both indie and big budget films, as well as genre movies, comedy, romance, sci-fi, horror, and fantasy, which are often given short shrift in lists like these. And to spread, I'm looking at all the movies in the world, not just movies from North America. Films I choose have to be a good movie, of course, but they also have to have something extra, something special about them, whether it be shock value, surprise, novelty, great acting, important stories, beautiful production values, whatever. Also keep in mind, I usually forget to include some films which I love and only remember them after I record this. So my apologies in advance for leaving out some great movies. Some of these films are already available on streaming sites. Others are still playing in theaters, and a few of them have not yet open but played at earlier film festivals. Okay, with no further ado, here is my list of the best movies of 2023 in no particular order. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, directed by Kelly Freeman Craig, is a nostalgic coming-of-age story about a preteen girl who moves from New York to a small town in New Jersey, and it's based on the YA novel by Judy Blume. Bo is Afraid, directed by Ari Aster, is a complex psychological fantasy about a man named Bo, played by Joaquin Phoenix, trying to leave the hellhole he lives in order to attend his rich but controlling mother's funeral, played by Patti LuPone. Some people find this movie overwhelming, but I think that's part of its attraction. Talk to Me, directed by Danny and Michael Philippou. This is an Australian horror movie about a teenage party game involving a mummified hand that takes users into a world between the living and the dead. And this, beware, this is one of the scariest movies I've seen in many years. The Holdovers, directed by Alexander Payne, is a drama set in a New England prep school in 1969, where some of the students, a teacher, and the cook are staying over during the Christmas holidays. It's a compelling story with superb acting by Paul Giamatti, Divine Joy Randolph, who's primarily a stage actress, and Dominic Sessa in his first role. I went into this movie thinking I'm going to see Home Alone 3, and it is actually a really great movie. The Movie Teller, directed by Lone Scherfig, is a wonderful romantic melodrama set in a company town in the Chilean desert in the 1960s. It's about a family who need to find a new source of income when their father is injured in a mining accident. The Promised Land, directed by Nikolai Arcel, is an epic traditional drama about a former soldier, played by Mads Mikkelsen, who's trying to tame the soil of unsettled Jutland in Denmark, but has to deal with a cruel aristocrat who wants total control. Poor Things, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, is a brilliant picaresque fable about an adult woman, played by Emma Stone, with an infant's brain transplanted in her head as she discovers sex, morality, and economics in 19th century Europe. The Anatomy of a Fall, directed by Justine Treat, is a gripping courtroom drama set in the French Alps about a middle-aged writer, played by Sandra Hüller, who is accused of killing her husband who fell out of a window. It's also an intensely moving story about a mother and her young blind son. The Nature of Love, or Simple Comme Sylvain, directed by Monia Chokri, is a delightful comedy drama about a married bourgeois intellectual from Montreal who falls in love with a redneck building contractor who's renovating her cottage. Green Border, directed by Agnieszka Holland, is a harrowing drama about a group of asylum seekers caught in a hellish cycle of deportation and abuse in the area between Poland and Belarus. It's a moving and intricate story told through the eyes of very different characters. Showing Up, directed by Kelly Reichardt, is a deceptively simple comedy about an irritable sculptor at an art college in Portland, Oregon, played by Michelle Williams, who's trying to put on a one-woman show at a local gallery. Killers of the Flower Moon, directed by Martin Scorsese, is an historical drama set in Oklahoma in the 1920s, where the Osage Nation discovers oil, but have to fight off the swindlers, criminals, and murderers looking for a piece of the pie. This one stars Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Lily Gladstone. Fallen Leaves, directed by Aki Kaurismäki, is a dark romantic comedy about a working-class man and woman in Helsinki whose paths keep crossing, but because of a series of coincidences and accidents, can't seem to realize their destiny as lovers and soulmates. Okay, those are my best of the year. Now are the runners-up, which, yeah, I think they're more or less just as good as the list I just finished. Well, almost as good. Godland, a moving historical drama about Danish settlers in a remote part of Iceland. Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, a fantasy action adventure based on the game. The Eight Mountains, a story of friendship in Piedmont, Italy. Blackberry, the rise and fall of the Canadian cell phone company. A Fire, a tragic comedy about a struggling writer in his summer home in Germany. Oppenheimer, a historical drama about the Manhattan Project and its aftermath. After the Fire, a Parisian Arab family reacting to the police after the death of their brother. Do Not Expect Too Much of the End of the World, a biting social satire about workplace injuries in Bucharest. Kidnapped, a melodramatic retelling of Pope Pius IX's kidnapping of a five-year-old boy in 19th century Bologna. Perfect Days, a simple story about a kind and loving man who happens to work as a public toilet cleaner in Tokyo. Evil Does Not Exist, a remote town fighting back against a developer wants to build a glamping spa by the director of Drive My Car. And The Iron Claw, the biopic about the Von Erichs, a family of pro wrestling brothers plagued with misfortune. Okay, once again, the top movies of the year: Fallen Leaves, Killers of the Flower Moon, Growing Up, Green Border, The Nature of Love, The Anatomy of a Fall, Poor Things, The Promised Land, The Movie Teller, The Holdovers, Talk to Me, Bo is Afraid, and Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM. And if you want to read the full reviews, go to my website, culturalmining.com.